right, Nate. So before we start, I actually want to ask you something. Have you heard of the eye ladies in Dubai? My sister's over there right now. And she's talking to some eye ladies.
Eye ladies? What is that?
Eye ladies nuts on your face. Ah! Everybody, welcome to Racing Home Podcast. You're joined by me, Fez Bobber, and the second host, Nick Agutter.
Excuse me, second host. Who's the one who's over here editing all the podcasts?
Well, you got nuts on your face, so.
I should have seen that coming. Oh, man.
Got him.
How are you doing?
Good, man. Good. Today was first day back in the office, and I barely did anything. So that's just kind of how it went. What about you?
My day in the office was very different. So, like, for us, everyone's getting back into the office and it's very busy. Mm-hmm. So it was, it was cool. It was just a lot of half the conversation. We're talking about, like, what you did over the holidays or what you did for New Year's. But overall, it was pretty good. Oh, today's weather sucked. It was super rainy.
Super rainy, super cold. Yeah.
Was the same thing for you over in Dallas?
Yes, sir.
For everyone who was joining us for today, Fez actually went and bought me a holiday Christmas present. Very happy with that. He bought himself a new microphone as well. So hopefully we sound a little bit better compared to the last couple of episodes.
Yeah,
I have to be very careful, like, not speaking too loud.
I think you're good. You're kind of going down again, so maybe turn up the gain more.
Oh, I haven't even touched the gain. It's still all the way up.
Oh, okay. Well, clearly the mics that I bought are cheap from Amazon, so hopefully you can hear us fine.
You sound perfectly fine. You actually sound really good.
Hey.
Nice. That is awesome. Nice. Okay, so what do you do for New Year's?
So one of our family friends, they host a big party every year. There's like 200 to 250 people there at their house. And just like the New Year's party with a bunch of food, these people out there dancing. They have their sons, they sing and play piano, so like they're performing for people. That's pretty much it. I went there for maybe like 30-40 minutes because it's just not my vibe. So I went there, and then as soon as it hit midnight, I was like, all right, I'm out. Gave my car back. But it's crazy, like, the amount of people that had money there, because there's some people in GT3 RSs, G-Wagon squared, or whatever, the 4x4 squared or whatever.
I think it's G-Wagon.
There's a 4x4 squared.
What's the non-G-Wagon squared? What's the G-Wagon round?
What?
G-Wagon round.
So there, you know how there's a G63 6x6?
Yeah.
So there's a 4x4 of that version. And that's called a G-Wagon 4x4 squared or G-Wagon squared or something like that. It's still like lifted on beefy tires and whatnot.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Okay, so it's a G-Wagon, but it's the lifted version.
Yeah, so it's a 6x6 with only four wheels. That's what it is.
You could have just said a lifted G-Wagon.
The 6x6 came first, and then they took the two wheels off of
it?
And then yeah.
Oh, interesting. I didn't know the 6x6 came first. Yeah. Normally, it's like a progression where you have like the G-Wagon. Someone says, I want to go and lift that. They lift it up. And then the next person over says, like, that's cool what you did, but I want another set of wheels behind it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. That's kind of what just Lambos and stuff like that over there. But, and then
what
I
part of Dallas
my Toyota.
yeah, your $90,000 Toyota.
It's a little Toyota truck. Where's it at? Do you know where Campbell and Preston is at?
Yeah.
Yeah, somewhere around there. It's like University Park area, I think.
Ooh, by the way, if I suddenly go silent or like disconnect, the power went out. I saw the lights flickering around me.
Damn.
Just FYI. Well, cool. Gotcha. So, by the way, the $90,000 Toyota... Oh, got something else?
No, go ahead.
The $90,000 little Toyota pickup truck of yours, did you take it off-roading this weekend? Didn't you go with everybody to Bridgeport?
Oh, I totally forgot about that. So I took the Tundra. I have a Tundra TRD Pro, and I took it off-roading for the first time, like actual legit off-roading. And for one of our friends' birthdays, they were all in their like the first gen Lexus GXs that are lifted on 33s and whatnot. And there was one guy that was like in a fully built 4Runner with upgraded axles. He had supercharged like 37s on there or something like that. And he snapped his axle, by the way.
Really?
Yeah, it's kind of sad. He drove back in two-wheel drive. But yeah, so that's kind of what I did. And yeah, this is the Tundra. A little quick update on that. It's so massive that you don't pick a line off-road. You just kind of go for it and just hope for the best. And it barely fits anywhere. And like, I definitely got a bunch of pinstripes on the truck because like, there's no way around it, really. Yeah. And yeah, like it does really well off-road. It's just, you just kind of have to just go for it. And I bottomed out everywhere for how long the wheelbase was. So I'm really glad I had my rock sliders because I was hitting everything.
Oh, dang.
Yeah.
Did y'all do all the same trails that we had done like 2 years ago?
I think
Honda Ridgeline?
I think so. But we might have done less because there was some new people in there with like a brand new Bronco and whatnot. And she didn't want to do much. So, and plus, like, I was in a big ass truck that couldn't fit in a lot of places. And it was also very muddy there from the rain.
That, honestly, in my opinion, that makes Bridgeport even better.
The mud?
The mud, yeah. At least I have fun. Whenever I did have the Ridgeline we went, mm-hmm. I had the most fun flicking it around. But that's also because the Ridgeline did not have 4Low. So, like, in order for me to, like, have fun with it, I really had to, like, rev the shit out of it. Uh-huh. And the only way to, like, it didn't have much power, so the only way to get the revs up and spin the tires is in mud.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I think I was just more stressed out this time because of the truck. The truck being so expensive and just being really big.
Yeah.
Like, when I went out there with the Tacoma, I didn't give a shit. I was, like, blowing through everything.
Oh, we know. We know. We still remember everything you hit in the middle of nowhere. You managed to hit, like, the only 12-foot boulder that was sitting out there.
Yeah. Yeah. This time I hit a bunch of boulders too, but I had no choice actually this time. I just had to do it to get over.
This wasn't because you forgot about the boulders, but it's because it's the only route for you to take.
Yeah, that was literally the only option. Oh, the lady that was with us, she took a wrong line in her Bronco, and she popped like a 6 foot tall wheelie. Her front left was like at least five foot in the air, and I was like, I thought she was gonna flip the truck right there and then. She was like shooting bricks afterwards too. I don't want to do this anymore. I want to go home. But we were like, no.
Climbing a hill?
Okay.
Like, what was the situation where she got the front wheel up that high?
So there was a slight ridge, or not a slight ridge, but it was like a 2-3 feet ridge in the middle, and she took an awkward line where her front left was on that ridge, so it's kind of in the air already. And then mm-hmm. she wasn't moving, so she gave it way too much throttle, and the truck just popped a wheelie. Because half of it's already in the air. It's hard to explain.
If you have a photo, send it over to me.
I don't have a photo. I was recording her, though, and you just see me, like, turn over, like, turn the camera towards the front and just go, oh, shit, as that happens. Because, like, I was just too worried about her flipping the truck. But, yeah.
It was a good time. What kind of a Bronco was it?
It was the one below the Sasquatch. It wasn't the wide
body
one. I don't know what.
Right.
I don't know anything about Broncos.
So, like, well, everybody knows about the really big one, the Raptor model. So it wasn't. Yeah. It was not the Raptor. No. Then there is the Wild Track, or Sasquatch. No, it is a Wild Track, but you can get the
Sasquatch
package. You can get that package on any trim level. So with the Sasquatch package brings 35-inch tires, I think a small lift and like different suspension, and then that's basically all I know about it. But I know it's like the bigger off-road tire package. And if you don't get the Sasquatch package, then I think you're basically stuck on like 33s or maybe like smaller tires. But in any case, sounds like she did not have that. It had.
I think she had the Badlands.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Dang. Nonetheless, though, sounded like she had a lot of fun.
Yeah, I mean, it was her first time off-roading. She was coming from a Mini Cooper to a Bronco, and she did good. Our second time off-roading.
That's a pretty big jump.
Yeah, pretty big
jump. Going from arguably one of the smaller cars to a pretty decent off-roader. Although, like, the Bronco is, for America standards, it's still a pretty small off-roader.
Yeah, I mean, it's not. So I'm going to call Kenny out on this one.
Oh,
Kenny was arguing with me the entire time. He was saying that, oh, the Bronco is basically as wide as the Tundra. Don't be a bitch. And I was like, what? You're telling me a Bronco is as wide as a full-size pickup truck? Like, no, it's not. It's not.
It might actually be as wide, but not. your turning radius is definitely much wider because of how long the truck is.
The turning radius definitely sucks because she took the wrong line, she just turned in too sharp, and I had no option. Like, I couldn't even do that in the truck, right? Mm-hmm. But the Bronco is 6 inches narrower, or 6 or 7 inches narrower than the Tundra, actually.
Oh, you're right. It is. So the Tundra is 80.2 inches, and yeah. The Bronco Badlands. Yep. Make sure I'm not looking at the sport one or the small one, mm-hmm. but it is 74 inches. So you're right. Six inches.
Yeah. And he thought I was talking about it with mirrors, but without mirrors, it was the same. And I was like, dude, no. Also, my mirrors suck. You know how many times I have to like fold the mirrors to get through a trail?
I fold your mirrors just parking in the parking lot, whenever I'm driving your truck.
They're big ass duffel ears.
Obnoxiously big. Did you just hear Ariel bark in the background?
I did, yeah. Oh, and that's the same engine as your Expedition.
No, it doesn't. So the Expedition
7 EcoBoost?
It does have the Expedition is an EcoBoost, but it's mm-hmm. the 3.5 liter, whereas the Bronco has the 2.7.
Gotcha. Okay.
So do you remember Wayne's truck, the blue F-150 that I borrowed for HMP last year?
Uh-huh.
That truck had the 2.7.
We got to do a race between our trucks while towing again.
Why again?
Because I want to see who's faster.
We already did. We did it over in heading over to Vegas, leaving Zion.
We did?
So we already... Oh, crap.
What'd you do?
That got loud, didn't it?
It barely, but it actually made the sound better.
Oh, that's hysterical. I smacked the crap out of the microphone. But anyways, for everyone who is still listening... Yeah, I did. What was that?
I flicked the mic, just so you could hear it.
Oh, okay. So anyway, so everyone who is curious about like the race that we already done, so like Fez and I are leaving Zion. He is towing his GR86 on the back behind his Tundra. I am towing my Focus behind the Expedition. And so we're at a light, leaving a very safe area, somewhere between Zion and Las Vegas. In any case, light turns green. We go. Expedition actually gets a little bit of tire spin once the turbo starts to spool up. But then once the tire spinning stops, Fez basically pulls like a whole rig length by the time we hit 50 miles per hour. So I would argue, though, that I was heavier. That's the main thing. If we're going to race again, I want to weigh our two rigs compared to each other.
Oh,
that way we can actually see like who is one pulling more weight.
Don't be a sore loser.
Well, then why do you want to do it again?
I forgot we did that, but now you reminded me. It's because if I have like 590 foot-pounds of torque, dude.
Yeah, your truck is insane. I'm surprised you did not spin tires, to be honest. I'm surprised I was the one spinning tires, considering that the Tundra has a hybrid battery. Uh-huh. So you can actually put down the power or some of the power sooner than I can.
Yeah, I don't know.
I definitely notice the difference whenever I'm like actually getting into the power on the Expedition, mm-hmm. where like... it has turbo lag. So if I'm leaving the stoplight, I definitely notice a lag or a lull before the power comes on. Something that I do not have, something that your truck does not have. I love your truck for that. Like it's mm-hmm. immediate power, kind of like a diesel, which I think that's, you told me that that's what Toyota was trying to go for.
Yeah, that's the purpose, right? Like the purpose for the hybrid was not for necessarily for gas mileage, even though it should get good gas mileage with the hybrid. It was mainly for like that instant torque that you get. That you would expect out of a diesel, essentially, but it's like much better. The sad part is it does lack in the gas mileage area where I'm getting like 13 or 14 miles a gallon with KO2s on there. Maybe we should save this topic for our next podcast, Nick, when we talk about
we're gonna definitely talk about tow rigs later.
Yeah.
So anyways, enough about weekend recap stuff. That was awesome. You had a fun time with your truck out there in the off-road park.
Yeah, what did you do?
Of that. Me, hell, we went out to Lake Travis. So we went out to the west side into the hill country. Want to check out the lot that we have out there. Have I told you about that?
You bought a lot?
No. We have not bought a lot. Okay. So stepping back, my father back in 2020, 2022, early 2022, had bought a lot over by Lake Travis. So this lot is in a community where all the homes in that community need to have like a bit of a cabin feel, a cabin look. So they are very strict on the type of wood siding you can have, the color of the wood, or what you stain it. They have requirements on, like, every neighborhood has requirements on, like, where the building can actually be placed. But they're so strict that they have requirements on, like, the floor plan layouts. They only have set amount of floor plan approved layouts that you can go with. Mm-hmm. And the garage needs to be detached. It can only be a two-car. But they do allow you to have a loft above the garage. Mm-hmm. So, in any case, he bought this land back in 2022, but unfortunately he had passed last year. Last year. Rip also to Kim Block. And so we went over there to check out the lot since we haven't been able to do anything with it yet. But the lot next to us, they've built a brand new home, and my goodness, is it gorgeous. Mm-hmm. So, like, it made me realize that, like, okay, this is actually something that'd be kind of cool if we went out and built it out. Mm-hmm. Also, can you hear the rain even louder in the background?
Yeah.
Ah, crap. Okay, well, hopefully I can fix that in editing. In any case, so we went out to the house. It was, oh my god, it was amazing. So, like, you walk inside, it's the standard family room, kitchen, and bedroom.
That's the lot next to yours, right?
Next to us, yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
So the one next to us, beautiful floor plan, huge balcony. And the kitchen, like, everything about the home is of course a new home, but it's like the latest in building quality, building materials, highly efficient, and hardwood flooring throughout. The fireplace actually, like, wraps around, like, the stone actually wraps around over to the other side. So it's not just like flat, you look at the fireplace and that's it, but it wraps around and, like, gives it a lot of dimension to it. Mm-hmm. And then, and then upstairs. So the upstairs also has a game room, and it has three bedrooms and three bathrooms. One of the bedrooms actually has a bathroom attached to it. So it's like a little miniature master bedroom, which would be really cool as a mother-in-law suite. So that'd be one thing. But the best part about this place is that you can actually see Lake Travis from the top. Both bedrooms, or two of the bedrooms upstairs, you can see Lake Travis, which I never knew about until we got up to that level.
You're telling me is you're building a house on this new lot?
Not without my mother's and sister's approval. Because remember, like, this is my father's lot, so we have to go and, like, whatever we do with the lot, we have to do it together. It has to be a joint plan, joint effort.
So you're just going to sell the Minnesota property and just build a house over there. There you go. I solved the problem for you.
That's what I'm going to pitch. We'll see. We'll see if we can actually go and do this. Because the other thing, too, about this property, it has access to a marina, and it has access to Lake Travis itself, like an actual boat launch. We didn't use it last year because Wayne's place was a lot easier. Mm-hmm. Also, I didn't have the gate code. So, in any case, it's something we might end up doing. But yeah, so we went out to the lot this weekend, and then what did we do? Oh, New Year's Eve. So New Year's Eve, we went over to my coworker's house, had a good old house party over there, played beer pong, different drinking games. And then launched some fireworks over in the backyard, and then recovered on Monday. That was really it. I didn't have a whole lot to do this weekend. But yeah, this lot is incredible. And it has an upstairs balcony. Nice. That alone sold me on the home and the floor plan. But it's an hour and a half drive from here. It's really far.
That's awesome, dude.
By, like, commuter standards.
Did you hear that? Sorry.
Yeah, I did.
Ah, my bad. that's really cool. I mean, like, that's something new I don't know about you, I guess, or your family.
Yeah,
but
so we're still cool. Yeah, in any case, we're still trying to decide on, like, what to do with the lot and still finishing up probate itself, but after seeing the home next to us, we got the builder's contact information. So if we do decide to effectively, like, build the same thing, we know who to go with. And we have a rough idea of what it would cost. I think it would cost around, like, $600,000 to $700,000 to build. Actually, I say that right now, I think that's way too high. I bet the home was more like $4,000 to $5,000.
I mean, if the lot already exists, that's like a quarter of the price, isn't it?
No, it'd be about half the price. So the home that they had just built sold for $900,000. And 100K of that lot is, 100K of that price is in the lot.
Gotcha.
So whatever they built the home for is the other 800K.
Cool.
Yeah, in any case, nice. We'll see. The only thing I would be really excited about is the access to Lake Travis and like another garage to store stuff in.
For sure.
You can never have too much garage space, Fez. You know that.
Dude, I want to buy a lot and just build a warehouse on it and out in the country and have like a bunch of lifts where I can just store cars and have like all the homies' cars and have a skid pad there to do like dumb stuff at. That's what I want to do.
Oh, I know.
But that leads us to our topic for today, for 2024 goals. And to kick it off in the list, it says, Nick, you have some kind of crazy off-road idea. What do you want to talk about?
Yeah, so because of what you did with Kenny and Fez and Kenny and Raza and everyone else this weekend.
You messed up your brown people, bro?
Again, yes. So the idea that I have, let me step back. I don't want to sell the Expedition. I really enjoy having the Expedition, but it's only two-wheel drive. So it's never going to go off-roading. But what I want to do is bring the four-wheelers down here to Texas, have one of you tow, or like basically you, Fez, let me put the ATV in the back of your truck. I'll help you drive out to wherever we're going. And then when we get to where we're going, we take the ATV off. I'm the scout. I head up and lead the pack. I go and investigate, see if like where we're heading is something that's doable, and then we all go out. I can also have Kenny's camera. I can like sit there and record while people go by. I'm way faster, more nimble. So like it's just an overall like good little vehicle for joining all on off-road trips, but at the same time being sometimes more capable. What's gonna suck though is I don't have a place to sleep.
So I have an idea. Why don't you just use my Sauron?
Because what we found out over at Lava Rocks in New Mexico, it sucks.
Listen,
in Lava Rock,
that was
in sand.
Anything soft sand, it's not gonna do well. But like Bridgeport, when we went out there to do off-roading stuff. No, on the way
Bridgeport
back,
Bridgeport would have been fine.
I was thinking the Sauron would have done everything with ease, right?
Yeah, it definitely would have been just fine.
Yeah,
the Sauron actually would have been really good for Bridgeport because like everything in Bridgeport is either going to be hard packed rock or dirt, or it's going to be muddy. Which maybe in the mud is going to suck, and I especially don't want to be getting splattered by it.
I mean, you're going to get splattered by mud if you're on an ATV too.
I don't know. These ATVs are pretty good. Like the wheel arches are really big, and they like it's
pretty deep mud.
It's more like utility side. I've gone through some pretty deep mud holes pretty quickly, and I never get splashed. Or if I do get splashed, it's like nothing crazy. But like I believe you, like or believe me, I agree with you that I would think I would be getting covered in mud, but you really don't because of how big the arches are.
Gotcha,
and they protect. They stop the mud from. Now, if someone else comes at you, yes. Mm-hmm. But, like, the mud you're generating yourself, it doesn't really splash on.
I mean, the only pros about the Sauron is that it's lightweight, so I can just throw in the bed of the truck.
Yeah,
instead of towing.
Oh, so here comes the second part of my crazy idea.
Okay.
Because the first part really wasn't that crazy of an idea. Here's the crazy part. So, to solve the tent issue, there are people that have gone out and, like, you know how Harbor Freight has a cheapo little trailer that you can buy and build and then have like a little utility trailer that folds up.
Yeah, so you want me to tow that too? Well.
Yeah, but here's the idea. So
I'm towing two trailers?
What do you mean two trailers?
One trailer for your ATV and one trailer for the tent?
Nah, here we go. Okay, so here's the genius of this idea. The fact that like the trailer, you can actually, it's wide enough that the ATV can go onto the trailer. So what I would want to do is build it out to where it has like larger 35-inch off-road tires so that the trailer itself can go off-roading.
Okay.
Put the ATV onto the trailer, but then also have four posts where I can have the tent above the ATV. Mm-hmm. But the four posts would have to be movable. So that way, like once the ATV is backed out, I can lower the tent, lowering the center of gravity for the trailer, and then attach the trailer to the back of the ATV. So like the trailer is my living quarters. It is the transportation that I just need to attach to your truck, Kenny's GX, or whoever wants to help me out and get me out there in exchange for some beers. And then it also can tow behind the RV because it's an RV. Tow behind the four-wheeler because it's light enough.
Why don't you tow the ATV to wherever you need to go?
And I can do that too. Or, because you're always bitching about me not riding with you and not helping you drive,
Only for like 24-hour drives.
That too. But yeah. If I were to, like, say I were, if I was capable of meeting up with you this past weekend, yeah, I would have just towed behind the Expedition.
Yep.
Cool. Yeah.
That's, I mean, the it's cheapest an idea.
Way, it's an idea. It's the cheapest idea that I have at the present time for me to join y'all without having to buy. Oh, okay. I had to buy the trailer. No, I already have an aluminum trailer up in Minnesota.
I have another idea.
Okay. What's your other idea?
So how about if we, I mean, first of all, we don't go on many off-road trips anymore, but I really want to go on an off-road trip this year. I want to go
it's
out.
Like one of your 2024 goals?
That's my 2024 goal. I want to go out to an off-road trip.
That's your one goal this year?
One of my goals of 2024. So I want to go on an off-road trip with all the homies. Again, I want to go out to Moab specifically. So I was thinking about, why don't we do a Laguna trip again? This time, instead of doing like national parks or whatever, we stick to off-roading. And we don't tow our race cars out there. We just go out and hang out at Laguna if we need to with Ravi and everyone. Just kind of go out there off-road, and then you can just ride with me. We don't tow your ATV or anything. Just drive my freaking truck if you want to drive.
Your truck is a lot of fun.
There you go. You don't need an ATV.
What weekend is in Laguna?
September or something. That could be our birthday trip.
Well, it can't be our birthday trip if it's not on our birthday weekend.
Well, it can be. It just as long as it's the same month.
Okay, so full schedule, Circuit Legends, August. So Laguna is September 27th through 29th. It'd be so much better if it was Labor Day weekend.
Mm-hmm. That's the Autobahn, though.
Are you going to Audubon?
No.
Well, then why do we care?
I don't care.
Yeah, so let's go on this off-road trip over Labor Day weekend.
Oh. Oh, you're saying instead of going to Laguna, just go earlier? And don't go to Laguna?
Yeah, exactly. Don't go to Laguna. We're already going to go to Road America for the festival. How many festival weekends do you want?
A lot. All of them.
All of them. I wish I could go to all of them too, but I can't afford
so
it.
So this is also dependent on if I go to Lime Rock.
Why do you say that?
Because I want to go to Lime Rock.
If you go to Lime Rock, you're not going to go to Laguna?
No.
You're just trying to go for the festival? You just want to go to the event, like, period?
I want to drive Lime Rock.
I'm confused. Okay, so it's either A, you drive Lime Rock.
It's A, I tow out to Lime Rock, or B, I go to Laguna. I can only do one 24-hour drive in a year.
But Laguna, you're not going to drive again. It's just be an off-road trip.
Yeah, but it's still a 24-hour drive.
True. There's lots of off-roading over in the East Coast. We can still go to Lime Rock itself and do off-roading.
What? Yeah, I guess we could find something. I don't know what's out there. Maybe something in the Smoky Mountains?
Yeah.
I feel like Moab is just a better fit for the tundra. Because there's nothing to hit besides rock.
There's no trees to go in a pinstripe. No tree trunk to go and hit your front bumper on. There are still a lot of rocks. You got to watch out for that. You might drive
I might get a GX folder soon. Before that. How soon? I don't know. Well, I don't know. They need to open up their orders. So I may be ordering a new GX.
Would they arrive that soon?
Usually the wait time is about, for Japan vehicles, it's about 6 months. So if I order, like, let's say in next month or the next 2 months, it'll be here by September.
Are you going to sell your tent?
Probably.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
I want to sell the tent,
but, like, the hardtop tent, like what Kenny had?
Mm-hmm. I'll get one of those.
Yeah, I think that'd be a good move. It's a lot more aerodynamic and doesn't take up as much space.
Uh-huh.
It's pretty good for having on top of SUV. Yeah.
Let me know. What's your other goal? Do you have other goals for 2024?
Okay, so like I actually need to break it up almost into quarters. Okay. And even breaking up into quarters may not even be enough, actually. Mm-hmm. So this month doesn't have any goals. However, sorry as I click around. Okay, so multiple goals. All right, we're going to break it up into categories. So the categories are three: learning, racing, and personal. So for learning, Carol has told me I must begin or I must relearn Chinese this year. So the goal by the end of the year is for my Chinese to be better than Carol's mom can speak English. So that way my mother-in-law can actually, and I can say a couple of things to each other. So that's goal number one in learning category. Goal number two is actually a two-parter. So goal number two, or two alpha, let's put it that way, mm-hmm. is learning all my chemical engineering skills so I can take the FE exam. And then part two, Bravo, is taking the PE exam. So by the end of the year, I want to take my PE exam. And I think because I've already been working for quite a bit of time now, I should be able to apply to get my PE license. So that is goal number two for the learning category. Nice. And then goal number three is to get Seaman certification, since that would applicable to my work. Seaman. I know it sounds not Seaman.
Spell it for me.
Siemens.
Okay.
Siemens.
Okay.
Or is it Simons? Uh-oh. Have I been pronouncing it wrong this whole time?
It's Siemens.
No, it's not. Siemens.
Yeah, it's C as in, like, you know, Spanish S I, Emin.
Phonetic.
I just totally made that up, by the way.
I was gonna say, like, I do not Siemens. Okay, Siemens is pronounced C plus O. Siemens, not men's.
Mons. Anyways, so you want to get your Siemens?
I want to get my Siemens. Siemens. Now I've been corrected by Google. Siemens.
Okay.
All right, so I want to get my Siemens degree because that sounds worse, actually.
I can't
actually.
Stop thinking about Siemens. No.
It's very applicable to work, so it actually would help me stand out over in the job area.
Okay,
okay, yes. So category number two, racing. So this, I just have one goal in this category, and that one goal is just for this season, since I'm going to sign up for four events this year, is to finish in the top 10 of the season in street.
Where did you finish last year?
I think I finished 17th, but I only did two events, technically three, but again, Audubon does not count. Yeah, I finished 17th.
Gotcha.
So it's not, I don't think it's like that hard of a reach.
I don't think
only
so.
Because
I don't think so. I think you just need to do more events and you'll be top 10.
That's what I'm hoping for. Like, looking at where I've been placing, at the events that I do go to, I typically place no further down the grid order than 8th. So I'm always in the top 50 percentile. And I feel like if I can just do it at more events, then I have a decent shot at it of, like, collecting the required, 100 points or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Well, okay, take it back. It's not going to be 100 points, but, like, enough points to be in the top 10.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed. We'll see. I'll do my best. But that's one of my goals. That's the only goal that I have in the racing category. I guess the only, I can add a second goal, which is to make sure I attend all four events I have planned and finish.
Well, hopefully you can do that. I think, I believe in you. I think you definitely got top 10 in you. You got that top 10 blood.
Oh, I don't think I have the blood or the anger for it, but I think I can, I'm pretty hopeful I can finish pretty high up there. We'll see. All I really need to do, if I can just, like, find someone, or if I can be on track at the same time as someone who is clearly faster than me, then and learn their lines, assuming it's not just all car. The drivers in the top 10, like, they are also playing a huge part in getting to that placement. It's not just the cars. So what I'm really hoping for is that, like, I can be on track at the same time as someone else who is clearly doing much better than I am, so I can learn something from them.
Yeah.
And then also just compare data.
Makes sense. Did you buy a name yet?
Moving on to my third category of personal.
Did you buy an aim yet?
My third category, Fez.
Oh.
No, I did not. I need to.
You got to buy an aim or some kind of data logger.
Can I just rip yours out?
No.
I'm going to see if I can borrow Robbie's.
Again? For the whole year? Robbie.
He's having a kid. When is he going to have time to go racing?
All right.
By the way, we brought Robbie up at, Riverside doesn't give me a time marker. What? How does it not give me a time marker? I have no idea how long I've been recording for. Oh, there it is, 36 minutes. All right, so at the 36 minute mark, Robbie came up.
Actually, I brought him up earlier.
You did?
I did.
When?
I don't remember.
Alt Control F and find it. All right, fine. It's either at the 36 minute mark or sometime earlier. Anyways, he's not going anywhere. I don't think. At least Michelle doesn't want him to. I think.
Did you just call him out?
I think.
Did you just call him whipped on the live podcast?
Okay, I know that for a fact. That yes, I did. We'll see. I'm gonna ask him. I only need it. I'm pretty sure he's not gonna go to any track events while I'm in Chicago or while the car's in Chicago. I need to make sure he doesn't have any race events between the month of May and
I think you're July. Fine. You should just ask him.
I could ask Michelle and see if Michelle just sends it over to me.
Okay. Okay, rest so in that, peace, that DCT swap.
Yeah. We'll see. We'll let him worry about that.
Okay.
Okay, so personal goals. Mm-hmm. Okay, so 2024 is Carol's and mine 5-year anniversary. So one of the... Oh, sorry. I should have been... Let me redo that. Okay, so 2024 is mine and Carol's 5-year anniversary of being married. So one of the goals, it's not really a goal, but like just something that I need to make sure I do, is to go and have a like 5-year anniversary vow, because we're also going to go to the courthouse and actually like get our official marriage certificate. We have an informal marriage certificate that we got from Lubbock, which is the city that we met for, while we were going to school. Mm-hmm. So what I want to do, or what we want to do, what she really wants to do, is to go and do a formal marriage certificate in front of an actual judge, not in front of the county clerk, and get it just kind of redo it all, but like in a more formal manner with her parents there, because that's the other thing, her mom was not here whenever we actually got married. So now that her mom is here, we want to go and get married with her present.
Nice.
So are that is a personal
Are you gonna invite me and other friends?
Can you come down on a Monday?
Are you? Yeah.
Ooh, okay. Then hell yeah, you're invited. Apparently, I'm just going to invite everybody on the podcast. If you're a listener, comment or DM me and you can come over to the courthouse. Okay. The girl's going to be like, what the fuck? You invited like,
who
all
are
your
these
friends?
People?
I mean, like half the people, like, I don't know. No, I'm just kidding. It actually would be really fun to have more people.
Yeah.
Right now, we're just planning on like having our parents and family. And then she did invite 2 people, and then I've been waiting for her to like confirm the actual like date time. I think she has now, so I need to get it and then send the invites out to like you, Kenny, Raza, and anyone else who's close and can come out.
Okay, looking forward to it, man.
So yeah, it'll be pretty cool. I can finally put my suit on. Hopefully I still fit into it 5 years later.
I had to buy a new suit.
You do?
Well, I couldn't fit into my suits from, well, I ripped 2 suits. I don't know if I
get torqued too hard.
That's basically what happened.
Your suits are fine until the DJ plays Laffy Taffy.
Oh, well, I don't know about that one. This is a different song. But so last year I had 2 back-to-back weddings in April. Well, not back-to-back, but like within this month of April. And I had 2 suits from like college days or early like work days or whatever. And, you know, they fit fine. And then, like, the DJ played a song, and I, like, dropped it low. And then, yeah, the next thing I knew, it was ripped. I was all the way down from the waist to the balls. Yeah, it was ripped. So
you dropped it low, but your pants definitely tried to stay high and couldn't take it.
Mm-hmm. They couldn't hold my badonkadonk. So the second wedding, actually, like, the funniest thing was, like, I did it. I was telling everyone about what happened in the previous wedding. Mm-hmm. And then I was like telling people like that, you know, they were warning me, don't do that. And I was like, you know, the song played and I had to dance because I like dancing. And the first song, and I dropped it and I heard like a slight rip. And then I was like, and then I dropped it again without thinking because I was already in the motion, you know. And then it like ripped all the way from my waist to like my balls. And I had to have my suit jacket wrapped around me for the rest of the entire wedding.
Oh, that is... Wait, you wrapped it around your waist like a sweatshirt?
Yeah, my suit jacket. Yep. Because, I mean, my ass was out, dude. I mean, not raw ass, but still.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
You know what you need to do? You need to start bringing a second pair of pants. Anytime you're wearing a pants going to a wedding, particularly any situation where you're wearing slacks and at the same time dancing,
yeah.
Any holiday party as well would count for this. Bring up a backup pair.
That's my goal for 2024. Done.
That should be your only goal. Drop everything else. That's your only goal for this entire year.
Yep.
Always have a backup. Honestly, we should do right now after this podcast recording, go get your whatever's the latest that got dry cleaned and take it down to the car. Doesn't even matter what color it is, because like whatever color it is, even if it's pink, it's going to be better than ripped pants.
True.
True. Okay. So
what else you got? Any
other goals? Personal goals? Personal goals. Yep. The other one I have. So 2023, I was able to like in the last day. Yeah. On the last day, Sunday, went to the gym. And I was able to like finally hit my weightlifting goal of 200 pounds on the bench.
Heck
that's
yeah.
Like just a max single rep. So I want to continue that. So by the end of this year, I want to have two plates on each side, two 45-pound plates. So that should add up to 225 pounds.
225,
so 225 pounds, if I can max that, that'd be great, which is theoretically only 20 more pounds from where I'm at now. So I should be able to get that. If I if I don't, then I need to totally redo my workout regimen. But the other thing, and it's like 100 kilos. So like if it's over 100 kilos, so like that's the other part. Is I want
100 kilos is 220 pounds.
222.4 or
222.04.
22.04. Okay. So yeah, 220. So yeah, just two plates on either side of the bar. So like whether we're looking over in metric units or SA units, like it's a pretty round, easy number to remember. And then be able to do a muscle up. And for anyone who like listens to Mighty Car Mods, this is nearly identical to what Moog did.
What did he
do? Like when, so Moog, he had put out a video titled like The Hardest Thing I Ever Did in My Life or something along those lines. Basically it was a documentary about him getting into physical health and working out. And so he went from like not really doing anything to doing running and doing muscle ups or pull ups to doing like going to the gym, and then eventually getting into the point where he was competing in a not a Spartan run. It's a it's like a gym but CrossFit, that's what it was. And so, like, there was a CrossFit competition that he had entered in and competed at and did pretty well. And so, it was a personal documentary about his journey through that, going from, like, never lifting a weight to going to a CrossFit competition. I don't think I'll ever get to that point. But along that way, one of his goals during the journey, or multiple goals he had during the journey, was to be able to bench 100 kilos and then do a muscle up. So, like, the fact that he did that at age 45, to me, like being 31, I was like, okay, if he can do it, then that's inspiration for me to do it.
Yeah, dude. I think anything's possible. Age is just a number.
Yeah.
I know people that I used to powerlift with, they started at like 55 or 60.
Yeah.
And they're out there competing at like 60 some years old. And they're
impressive.
Doing
yeah,
good.
It's never too late to get into the gym. No matter like how old you are or how much you weigh or wherever you're at physically, like the best step you can take is just doing it. And even like the worst day at the gym when you don't feel like it, you're better off than not going to the gym at all.
Agreed. Yeah, like my biggest pet peeve is saying no without trying. So like whenever someone tells me like, oh no, I can't do it, I'm too old, or I can't do it because of this reason, or I can't do it because of Y reason or whatever, I'm like, did you even try? Right? Like, how do you know? Like people are like, oh, I just know my body or know myself. And I'm like, yeah, I guess like you can. And I do appreciate that. And I understand that. But like push yourself out of your comfort zone and like do what you're supposed to. Not do what you're supposed to. But like, yeah, just push yourself basically is what I'm trying to get at. Because you never know what's possible, man. That's like I've seen a lot of crazy stuff happen. But just trying.
Oh, yeah. I 100% agree with that.
That's
one
of my.
Do you watch Yes Theory on YouTube?
I don't.
So Yes Theory is a YouTube channel where basically like their whole motto is going out and saying yes. Basic principle. But what that does is that it gets them into some pretty crazy environments, and they say yes to like doing crazy stories or like going to different countries. And the biggest key takeaway is like meeting new people. So like there was one of the people or one of the creators or founders, they just released a book called like Talk to Strangers instead of like, you know how everyone always told us, our parents told us like, don't talk to strangers. He's actually on the opposite end. We're like, no, go and talk to people, talk to strangers, learn about the culture, learn who they are, like interact with them on a human level and like realize that there isn't really much that separates us besides like borders and language barriers. But once you get past that, we're all very similar people. We all love partying or not partying, but like enjoying having company, eating, having a good time, and like, yeah, enjoying things that there are to do in life. One of the, they just did a like a movie documentary about this kid who wanted to do a triathlon in Antarctica. It's called Project Iceman. And so I just watched it on YouTube this past weekend, and it is, I mean, it's pretty inspirational. It's about a kid who like went out against all odds, against everybody who told him you can't do it, and then like fucking did it. He swam 2.4 miles. He biked 114 miles. Then he ran a marathon, which is 26 miles. It was fucking wild. And he did it in Antarctica.
That's...
What have you done in Antarctica, Fez?
I mean, I've never been. But that's kind of like how I like to live my life too. Like, try not to say no, then just be ready for the opportunity. Because you never know what might be on the other side of it, right? That kind of also reminded me of one thing. So when I was in high school or like middle school, whatever, I was in high school. So I was like trying to get ready for deciding on what major to do, to choose, and like where to go and why not. And someone in my life at the point was, he was like, yeah, don't let him do mechanical engineering because he's not really into cars. He just wants to drive them and he's going to ruin his life. Right. And, not going to say who, obviously, but, like the fun fact is like that back in when I was like 7 or 8 years old, someone asked me, like my cousin asked me, like, you know, what do you want to do when you grow up? And I told her I was, I want to do something with cars. And she mentioned like, oh, you should do mechanical engineering. And that mechanical engineering term just stuck in my head as a kid. And that's what like motivated me to kind of do it. Right. And, I basically, when that happened to me in high school, I was like, you know what? Fuck this. Like, I'm going to do it and I'm going to be the best at it. I wasn't the best, I'm not the best mechanical engineer, right? But I kind of showed that person that, like, listen, I did mechanical engineering. I enjoyed it. I'm working in the auto industry. I have my own business in the auto industry now. I also, like, race cars and or do time attack or whatnot, right? And, like, work on my own car. I'm not just into cars to drive it. I'm also into the cars because I like the engineering side of cars, too.
Yeah.
And it's, like, I love proving people wrong.
Yeah, that's, I mean, it, and it's gone to places, and there's a lot of successful people out there that are successful because they want to defy perception. That was one of the mottos in this Project Iceman documentary. Also, I said triathlon. This kid did it a Ironman triathlon, so it's even longer than a traditional triathlon. Awesome. So the distances that I did quote are correct. 2.4 mile swim. 112 mile bike ride, so not 114, 112, and then the 26.2 mile run. So a total distance of 140 miles in Antarctica. But yeah, like he did it because like there's so many people that were telling him no. And then what is the running thing? It's something along the lines of like perceptions are just like mental limitations. Like it's not a physical limitation that like we can't do it. It's just and it's anyways, you can do it. Everybody out there, whatever you think about it, you can do it.
My 2024 goals, I guess.
And we'll talk about you.
Oh no, I mean, do you have anything else to add?
No. Sorry. I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
Kind of going into that too, like I wanted to get back and be more consistent in the gym. I've gained like 2024 was my most exciting, 2023 was my most exciting. Like, I traveled a lot, I did a lot, I achieved a lot in 2023. But I also, it came at the cost of like mental health and also like physical health. So I wanted to improve on that this 2024. And I'm not doing, probably not going to do as many events as I did last year and kind of clump them up together, kind of like what we're doing with just doing the May to July events and then being back home. And I want to focus on my physical health. I think physical health and mental health kind of go hand in hand. And I wanted to be more consistent in the gym, essentially. I don't want to power lift as I used to, or like be very, or like compete in powerlifting. I don't know. It might change, but for now, I don't think I'm ready for that. But yeah, like yesterday, I went to the gym and I pushed myself a little bit on the squats, and I did 225 for 8, which not a lot.
You did 225 for 8 reps?
Yeah.
What the fuck? That's my goal, and you're just repping my goal. Holy shit.
Okay. Dude, I used to squat in the 400s.
Yeah, I never hit like anything about 350. I think I managed to hit 300.
Yeah. I mean, I can help you out. I think squats is a lot, just form.
Yeah. What gym do you go to?
There's a gym called Progressive Overload Dallas. It's a buddy of mine that I used to power lift with. Also my coach. Or he used to be my coach. And he started off as the UTD powerlifting team. And then he started his own college because UTD did not like us. Or he started his own gym and because the college didn't like us. And then, yeah, that's kind of went from there. Now he's a full-time gym owner. It's actually near UTD now. It's on Campbell 175.
Oh, okay.
If you want.
How much does it cost?
It's a day. I don't know.
Like, okay. The only reason I asked that because Carol and I, we both have memberships to Cowboy Fit, and the
I'm
reason
why go
we
there did too.
Yeah, they're pretty nice gyms, and the reason we did is because like it's the closest gym to our house over here in Pflugerville, and then they also have several locations up in Dallas, so.
Yeah.
We can use our same membership to go to their different facilities in Dallas.
I mean, I'm down to go. We can do a quick gym sesh whenever you're here.
Yeah, that'd be sick.
Yeah.
Cool.
But yeah,
so now we're turning it to a workout podcast. Go on.
Just physical health, right? I think it's really important. And then doing a lot of cardio. I've been biking a lot at the gym as well. I'm doing like the first 20, 30 minutes of just biking. Yeah, like I noticed last year, my hand-eye coordination kind of went down and my reaction time went down towards the end of the year. And that's, I kind of chalk it up to just losing that physical health, physical fitness. So I want to kind of retain, get back into the groove of things and lose like 10, 15 pounds and just get back. And then also squat in the 300s again.
Nice.
Yeah.
That'll be pretty cool. By the way, that quote from the documentary that the kid had, his quote was that, there's also thunder in the background, limitations are perceptions. That's what it was.
Yeah, it's really good.
So anything that you think is limiting yourself is just a perception. Go out and do it. Or set up a plan to go and accomplish the goal.
Yeah, it's kind of like in motorsports too, right? Where a lot of people are like, oh no, I can't track my car because I have to do this, I have to do that,
God, I
have to
do that
like,
so much.
I need coilovers, I need wheels, I need tires, I need this. And I'm like, dude, just freaking go out there. You're going to be so slow. And so a buddy of mine from college, he bought a GR86. And I don't know if he listens to the podcast or not, but he moved to Boston and he was asking the same questions, right? Like, okay, what do I need to do to make this, like, to do a track day? And all you really need, and I was like, dude, I got him a set of brake pads, got him brake fluid, got him oil and oil cooler, and that was it. Like, reliability mods, and then he got, like, brake pads. That's it.
I honestly don't even think you need to go all that far if it's your first time out.
The GR86, you kind of do.
Even if it's your first time?
Oil cooler, you can kind of monitor it and go down, but it's just better to be on the safe side. And because the motor does run really hot. And and the brake pads are very bad on it. So like it's stock brake pad won't last you more than a half a lap.
When I first started tracking the Focus, I was completely stock everything.
Yeah.
And for the first couple events, like I clearly wasn't pushing the car hard enough because it wasn't giving me any cooling problems, any oil temp problems. Brakes were holding up just fine. Hell, I still have the brake rotors. They're my daily rotors.
Yes.
But all that to say is that, like, at least for me, when I first started tracking the RS, or just tracking in general again, the RS was plenty capable, mostly because, like, I was still learning driver mods, so I wasn't in a position to where I was, like, pushing the car long enough or hard enough to get to the temperature threshold.
Yeah.
So, in any case, I would argue just go out there, even if you're on all-season tires. Hell, I went autocrossing on all-season tires and shredded them. the major thing is like whatever consumable you have on the car, just be ready to like buy a new set of tires or buy a new set of brake pads or anything like that. If you can buy...
I think it's car dependent. Sorry to interrupt you, but the, because like the 8.6 can't do it. I would not recommend going on the racetrack with a stock, bone stock.
Man, 8.6. What kind of product is that?
It's like you definitely need better brake fluid and brake pads, and that's like the bare minimum in that car to go on track. So yeah, I mean, he did it and he loves it, and he's done like 5 or 6 track days this past year. Yeah, just go out there and do it. And that's my other goal for motorsports related as well. I wanted to kind of add, since we're running out of time a little bit, but other goal for 2024, I want to be in top 3 for the season.
You were almost there. You were
I was pretty close. Right. That's pretty close. So I'm hoping with the upgrades that I have coming on the car right now, that lands me in the top 3.
How many points were you away from getting third?
I don't know, like 5 or 6 points.
Oh, that's not too bad.
It was basically one or two events that I barely got fourth place or third place. Where I lost podium by 0.003 of a second or 0.02 of a second, something like that. Those are the podiums that cost me.
Dang.
Yeah. So those 0.003 or 0.02 is like what I'm looking for. I'm looking for 0.1 of a second, essentially, to get to be.
Hopefully you can do it. And you did that happen over at Midwest Fest, right?
Midwest Fest and Mid-Ohio.
Two arguably the most competitive events of the season.
Yeah, it was pretty competitive. Mid-Ohio is not built for my car either. Long straightaways.
Oh, I love Mid-Ohio. I've been playing Mid-Ohio in Forza lately, and it is so much fun. I cannot wait to do it in person.
I love that track.
It is. There's some high-risk areas, but like, man, it's enjoyable. It's a good time. Anyways, yeah. I know you got to get going, so is there anything else you want to say? Any other goals?
Besides being happy, no. Just live life, be happy.
Don't be an asshole.
One goal. No. So this is like a business professional goal, or financial goal of mine. I want my Marisa Motorsports to go up, start making enough money that I can start making like at least, or covering motorsports stuff essentially with it.
So basically, like by the end of the year, be able to break even on all those motorsports activities.
Yeah. A lot of that is
because of all the money from the business.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of the stuff that I do right now, I mean, it's a tax break. So, I want to be able to make enough profits that I can pay myself to do those events essentially for free, not free, but you know what I mean, like cut even from the first business profits too.
Yeah, you want to have fun and you want to go out. You want to have cake. What's the thing? You want to have cake and eat it.
You want to have your
make
cake,
cake
and eat it too.
Bring cake.
What do you think about cake again, man?
I love cake. That sounds so weird.
I mean, same. If you talk about that kind of cake.
But yeah, I get what you're saying. Like, you want to go make sure the business is profitable enough that, like, the thing, what you're doing for the business is also able to sustain the fun aspect. Like, otherwise, it just feels like another job. But if it's able to bring in money and break even, then hell yeah, bonus points.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, like, long-term goal for the business is to, like, basically be my main source of income. For now, it takes a while. But this is kind of, especially a business like this, so just where you need marketing and you need customers. It just takes time, I understand. So one day we'll get there.
Yeah, you certainly will. Okay. Well, hope for the best. I think 2024 is going to be a fun year. It's going to be a good year. I'm a lot of cool things happening with you, I, and a bunch of our friends as well. Mm-hmm. Robbie's having this kid.
So many people having babies, dude.
Dude, we were learning about babies left and right at the holiday party. Like, we went, okay, so like, it was my boss's holiday party for the New Year's. Uh-huh. Sorry, not holiday party, New Year's party. And we were going there, like, his wife is having a baby, so like, we're all excited. And then, like, at least one other person came up and like, oh yeah, I'm also pregnant. We're like, huh?
Yeah.
It's crazy. I feel like every month I learn about someone new who's having a kid.
Yeah, so. There's a lot of people having kids, and here I am, single as fuck. But that's how I afford motorsports, so fuck it.
I was going to say, we have a limited amount of money, so it's all bouncing back. All right, we'll see how this podcast recording edits out and how the audio quality is. Hopefully it's kind of good. We'll see.
All right.
Anyways, oh man, we got to do this during the day. I think these 8 p.m. recordings are a little bit too close to my bedtime.
Okay, Grandpa.
Dad.
Get away. You've been upgraded to Grandpa.
That's right. Definitely not an upgrade. It's a upgrade.
All right.
Anyways, I'll talk to you later.
Have a good one, everyone. Bye.
See you.
Happy New Year.